What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. It is your host, the one and only John Browner. As always, if you guys hear anything on the show that you want to communicate to me, you can always email me at kindasortasports@gmail.com and I will get back to you either on the air or through the emails. You guys can tweet me at kindasortasport. That's it. Kindasortasport. Look that up on the Twitter. You will see me. Go to Facebook, Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. Like that page, y'all. Like that page. Enough of the personal advertising. Let's talk about what's going on. I want to talk about Lindsay Lohan and her basically being an example of something else. I want to talk about how you should travel. That's right. The Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast is giving out travel tips when you're going around the world. But they're not the kind of travel tips you think, so stay tuned for that. But up first, let's talk about somebody who we all at one time knew and loved and how they basically look like something we are witnessing right now. At one point, Lindsay Lohan was the darling of the television screen. At one point, Lindsay Lohan looked like she was going to be the biggest star in Hollywood. Hell, Lindsay Lohan at one point was the biggest star in Hollywood. She could do absolutely no wrong. Lindsay Lohan was making tons of money. Her face was everywhere in the entertainment world. Lindsay Lohan was at the top of her game. How does this relate to sports, you may ask? And I will get to that, but let me finish. Then Lindsay Lohan went through the rehab stage. First time she went to rehab, it was okay because America loves someone who falls down, but they can get back up. The story of redemption. It's golden in this country. We build you up, we break you down, only to rebuild you up again. But then she went to rehab again. Then she got arrested. Then she got arrested. Then she went to rehab again. You see the picture forming here. Lindsay Lohan at one point went through her rehab and arrest stage, where at that point, we were done with her as a public. We look like that's going to end bad. We don't want to continue to watch that develop. How this relates in sports? The Los Angeles Lakers are in the Lindsay Lohan rehab and arrest phase. Allow me to explain. At one point in the NBA, primarily the late 70s, early 80s, early 2000s, the Los Angeles Lakers were the flagship franchise in professional sports. It was baseball, the Yankees. In basketball, it was the Lakers. The Celtics were great. They were not the Lakers. Growing up in Chicago, obviously, I was a Bulls fan to the core. But I knew a lot about the Lakers. The Lakers were part of the reason the NBA came from out of the dark. Well, that and Magic Johnson. The Los Angeles Lakers put on a show. The Los Angeles Lakers were, and still is, the greatest show when it's running properly. The Los Angeles Lakers have the most ready-made franchise in professional sports. People can say New York is the mecca of basketball. New York hasn't won a championship since Phil Jackson was playing. Phil Jackson's games are not in HD. Shit, half of them are barely in color. If you're in listening distance of my voice right now, you have seen the Lakers win a championship. You're not that old. If you are old, you've seen the Lakers win multiple championships. So this podcast is not about me hating on the Lakers. The NBA is at its best when the Lakers are a dominant franchise. The Lakers have taken a turn for the worst. We're going to talk about when I knew this bus had gone off a cliff. And that time, that moment, happened today, but we're going to talk about that in a shorter portion of the podcast. The reason why the Lakers were able to become the franchise they became was because of the great Dr. Jerry Buss. Dr. Jerry Buss had a vision for his franchise. Dr. Jerry Buss was a people person. He was a handshaker. He was a deal maker. Everybody loved Dr. Jerry Buss, with the exception of Shaquille O'Neal for a couple of weeks, but they got over that. Dr. Jerry Buss, in my humbled opinion, is the greatest owner in the history of professional sports. Not in basketball, in professional sports. He took the Los Angeles Lakers from being a team that came from Minnesota, who no one really knew, and turned it into the most valuable franchise in the NBA. How did Dr. Buss do that? With intuition, with foresight, with personality. Dr. Jerry Buss is no longer with us. Dr. Jerry Buss made a million great moves to put the Laker franchise where it is today. But you know what they say about people? You better make your latest move your greatest move. And Dr. Jerry Buss's last organizational move was to implement its downfall by allowing his son to become the owner. Now, Jim Buss is nothing like Dr. Buss. Jim Buss seems to be off the short bus. Since Jim Buss took over the team, it's as if Tommy Boy is now running the Los Angeles Lakers. And Tommy Boy ends well. I don't think this ends well for the Los Angeles Lakers. Like I spoke before, the Los Angeles Lakers are the flagship franchise for the NBA. And now, they can't even land a free agent. The Los Angeles Lakers missed out on Carmelo Anthony when they could have paid him the most money on the free agent market. When was the last time that happened? Under Dr. Jerry Buss, he oversaw a trade for Shaquille O'Neal, a trade for Kobe Bryant, a trade for Magic Johnson, a trade for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Those things happened under the watch of Dr. Buss. What has happened during the watch of son Tommy Boy, said Jim Buss? Andrew Bynum. I don't need to say anything else. Andrew Bynum was a pick of Jim Buss's. His first draft pick. His first decision, his first major decision, because I don't really know how the inner workings of the Lakers go before while Dr. Buss was still alive. So what we know is Jim Buss's official first move was the drafting of Andrew Bynum. That was his guy. Oh boy, did he forecast how things were going to go from there on out. Dr. Jerry Buss made a bad last move. Dr. Jerry Buss gave the keys to his son, who had absolutely no idea what he was being handed. The Los Angeles Lakers represent the city of Los Angeles. You have to be on your A game 24/7 as owner of the Los Angeles Lakers. I fear, Laker fans, Jim Buss has no A game. Hell, I'm not sure Jim Buss has any game at this point. If the Los Angeles Lakers can't reel in a top-level free agent with max money to spend, where are you going to go after that? And it's not just that. It's not just a free agent situation. Jim Buss has allowed his personal feelings to interfere with his business dealings. What am I talking about? Jim Buss did not allow Phil Jackson to become a part of the front office of the Los Angeles Lakers, even though Phil Jackson is married to Jim Buss's sister. Now, talk about an awkward Thanksgiving dinner. Jim Buss did not want Phil Jackson to have anything to do with the Lakers as long as he's running the show. So his brother-in-law will have no fingerprints on this franchise as long as he's calling the shots. Which is the worst thing you could possibly do in business. It's never personal. Dr. Jerry Buss got the job done. Jim Buss seems to be doing the complete opposite. He hired Mike D'Antoni after getting off the phone with Phil Jackson and saying, "Hey man, give me your answer on whether you want the job tomorrow." Only to go out and hire Mike D'Antoni right after he hung up the phone. Who does business like that? Not to mention the fact that Mike D'Antoni was not a fit for one Kobe Bryant. Not even to mention what he has absolutely done to the reputation of Pau Gasol. And before that, only to hire Mike Brown and then fire him 5 games into the season. 5. Not 5 months. 5 games into the season. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jim Buss has put this team out to sea. And he somehow blown a hole in the boat. And that ship be sinking. So, Laker fans, I want what's best for you. I'm with you. I love the NBA. I love basketball in general. The NBA is better when the Lakers are great. The NBA shines brighter when the lights are on in Staples in June. Not in July, when they're doing the Grammys or the ESPYs or whatever the hell they're doing in there. Los Angeles is represented by the Lakers, not the Dodgers, not the Angels. I don't know what the hell they're calling themselves these days, but it's represented by the Lakers. It's where the stars go to watch you. The Lakers couldn't get Carmelo Anthony to come play where the stars come to watch you. If that does not supersede anything, I don't know what does. All these guys want to be looked at. All these guys want to be famous. There's no bigger place than Los Angeles. And there's no better place to do that as an athlete than on the floor in Staples. And Jim Buss has fucked that up. Something seeming absolutely impossible, Jim Buss has fucked that up. The ship be sinking. Now, as far as the future goes for the Lakers, it's not looking good. This offseason, you've managed to sign absolutely no one. You don't have a coach. Let me repeat that. You're the only team in the league without a coach. One thing a coach gives you is direction. If you hire a coach, you have a direction. It seems as if your organization has some stability. Your organization has a plan. You don't have a coach. So it looks as if you have no direction. It looks as if you have no stability. It looks as if you have no plan. Laker fans, I'm with you. I want what's best for you. Because when you're right, the league's right. And as much as I want to say things will be okay this season with Kobe Bryant, I cannot. Kobe Bryant's old, y'all. I've said on this podcast before, in my opinion, Kobe Bryant is one of the four or five greatest players to ever play the game. That's a very bold statement. And so I'm telling you, don't expect Kobe to part the Red Sea. It's Lakerland, so the Purple Sea. Kobe Bryant can't do it by himself. Kobe Bryant's too old to do it by himself. That's why he's on the phone with Melo. That's why they're trying to recruit guys to come play with him. LeBron didn't even give it a thought. They want to plan for down the road when Kevin Durant's a free agent, when Rondo's a free agent, when Kevin Love's a free agent. If they've looked around at the landscape, all those guys, with the exception of Kevin Durant, are on the move already. Rondo might be going to Sacramento. Kevin Love might be going to Cleveland or Golden State. But you guys got Jeremy Lin, right? Yeah, you guys got Ed Davis. You guys re-signed Swaggy P. Who is an average basketball player, by the way? A lot of people give him shit because he does his thing Swaggy style. Shout out to him at the ESPYs acting a fool. He's an average basketball player. The Lakers had a very young roster last year, and they were awful. Absolutely awful. And you think that's going to get better next year? I don't think so. Lakerland, the ship be sinking.
Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey. Is what I said when I saw the next thing I'm about to talk about. When I saw that the Los Angeles Lakers picked up Carlos Boozer, all I could do was laugh my ass off. This is the moment I spoke of previously and why it was time to address what was going on with the Los Angeles Lakers. Carlos Boozer, as a Bulls fan, I just got done watching this guy for four seasons. He is done. Laker fans, if you just got through watching Pau Gasol and you were complaining about Pau Gasol's lack of toughness, hustle, and defense, as Jack Nicholson once said, as the Joker in Batman, wait till you get a load of me. Because Carlos Boozer is atrocious on defense. Carlos Boozer is heartless. If you thought Pau Gasol didn't post up, wait until you watch Carlos Boozer. Carlos Boozer will not rotate on defense. He will not contest any shots. He will cheer loud, and he will voice his opinion. He will be energetic when Kobe makes a three and gets fouled. When Swaggy P does something fancy with a reverse layup, Carlos Boozer will be the first person to chest bump him and then flex his muscles. Carlos Boozer is done. And that was sign number one. Well, that was actually the final straw for me when I knew it was time to do this podcast addressing what's going on with the Lakers. Laker Nation, please, please prepare yourself for the adventure of what is the Booze Cruise. It's called the Booze Cruise because you have to drink to watch him play. Because if not, you will break your television or kick your dog or punch your friend in the face. He is the most maddening player to watch. Do not be fooled by his physical frame. Carlos Boozer looks like he could run through a wall. Carlos Boozer couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. Carlos Boozer is the most frustrating player to ever watch play in an NBA game. Including Josh Smith. Including Swaggy P. If you put Swaggy P and Josh Smith and Andre Blatch, by the way, which was almost the Wizards starting lineup, on a team, Carlos Boozer will out-frustrate you with instead of all three of them combined. I am not a fan of Carlos Boozer, if you cannot tell. And I will wait and see how long Kobe Bryant lasts before he physically assaults Carlos Boozer for missing a defensive rotation. Because it's going to happen. That is a ticking time bomb. And that timer is very, very short. Kobe Bryant will assault Carlos Boozer before the first quarter of the season is over. I give it 10 games. Over, under. 10 games, I'm going way under before Kobe Bryant punches Carlos Boozer somewhere in the facial area on camera. Lakerland, I hope you are ready for the Booze Cruise because it's coming to a Staples Center event near you.
I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus.
Now, in a sort of portion of the program, I would like to give out some travel tips for those of you who will be traveling around the world this summer. Now, I know it's kind of late to be giving out these tips, but oh hell. There's a couple of things you need to know when you're traveling abroad. One, however you want to list them, don't drink the water in Mexico. Or India, by the way. Before you go to Africa, make sure you get your shots. Don't go on the south side of Chicago after nightfall. That could be deadly, like seriously deadly. And the next two are very, very important. If you're going to be traveling abroad this summer, do not, I repeat, do not board any flights from Malaysian Airlines. Why, you ask? Because in recent, 4 months, they've had a plane flat go missing out of the air and one shot down. So that's over 500 people dead or unaccounted for from Malaysian Airlines. So I think the obvious thing is to not travel Malaysia Airlines. You're welcome. That tip will help you do your travels across the globe. Hell, it might even save your life. And last but not least, an oldie but a goodie. If you are white and blonde and female, don't go on any trips to Aruba. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. You've been listening to the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast. I'm your host, John Browner. As always, you can email me at the Kinda Sorta Sports Podcast at gmail.com. You can like me on Facebook at KindaSortaSports.com, KindaSortaSportsPodcast.com on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter at KindaSortaSport. That's it. KindaSortaSport. And that's all the advertising I have for you on this program. And to send it off, as I always say, never, ever give up. Peace.
Reality hits you hard, bro.